Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin on Daf Ayin Beis, Amun Aleph, at the top of the Amud, at the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Glili Oimer, V'chibnei Sha'azach Alzeh Tamita Basa. The Tosha speaks, Gemara speaks, about the entire concept of event Sayer Murder. The Gemara's question is, V'chibnei Sha'azach because this person ate meat, v'shasichatzilag yain haitalki, and he drank wine, amar tari yetz lebezin l'sakol, is that a reason that the person should be put to death? Ella, says the Gemara, higi atar l'saitata sheben tsarimayra. The Torah understands what is going to be at the end, what is going to be with the tsarimayra. She megamer Nechsei Aviv, and then he keeps on stealing, as we spoke about, or depleting his father's assets, and he still is anxious to have what he needs to keep his habits going, and he can't find them. And what he does is, he goes out to the road, and he steals from individuals. And therefore, says the Gemara, Amar Torah, the Torah is told us, Yom Zakai, we're better off that this Ben Sarah Murrah should die without all of those Averis, Vayom Eschayiv, and not die having done all the Averis. Says the Gemara, Shemisosan Shurishoyim, when these Rishoyim pass away, Hanala Olam, there's no, it's better for the world, the Averis that they do are not here anymore, Hanala Hem, it's better for them, that they shouldn't have all of these averis, and the entire world gains from their elimination. Well, tzaddikim, but when tzaddikim leave the world, ralahem, it's terrible for them because they lose the opportunity to do more mitzvahs, learn more Torah, ralahem, and the world suffers by missing these great acts. And similarly, says the Gemara, shina, sleeping v'yayin l'rishoyim. For Rishayim is very positive. Hanala have Hanala Olam. They can't be doing anything wrong during that time. And the world doesn't suffer from their Averis that they're doing. And Tzaddikim, but Tzaddikim when they're sleeping or drinking wine and they can't accomplish, Ralahem V'Rala Olam. Sheket, when it's quiet without any disturbances, L'Rishayim, for Rishayim, so that gives them an opportunity to do bad. It's Ra'alahem, it's not for their benefit that they're going to have that. For Ra'alahem, it's not for anybody else's. It says the Gemara, Tzaddikim, but when Tzaddikim do the right thing, Hanolahem, Avanolahem, it's good for them because they could do great things in that time. They could learn Torah in that time, Vanolahem. Pizur, when the Rishayim are dispersed, Pizur Rishayim, Hanolahem, Vanolahem, it's good for everyone. Well, tzaddikim, but when tzaddikim are dispersed and we can't bring together groups of tzaddikim to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, ra'alahem v'ra'alahem. So the Ben Sarah Meirer is called Ben Sarah Meirer. I saw that the Imri Emes explains that the reason the word Meirer is included is because not only does he do the wrong thing, he's a Ben Sarah Meirer, but what he also does is that he teaches Meirer, he teaches other people to do the wrong thing. That's why it's called, that's why it's so particularly egregious that he not only does the wrong thing, but he serves as an inspiration to other people to unfortunately do the wrong thing. The Mefarshim, many Mefarshim asked the question, yes, the Gemara gave us the explanation that Yom Zakai Val Yom Eschayiv, that's better off that the Ben Sarah Meirer should perish in such a situation versus remain alive and do all the Averis. But and so what is the concern? That had he survived, he would have stolen from people, he would have murdered people. What is the Misa that a murderer gets? The Misa of a murderer get is Sayif. So ask the Rishonim. So Ben Sarah Meirer, we know, gets Skila. That's how he got into this whole sugya. Why does he get skila? He should get saif. So Yadrama explains that because he's also going to be stealing. And including the way he steals, is he's going to do Chil Shabbos. And for Chil Shabbos, there's a Chiv Skila. Daz Kainim says that the Pasuk includes in the Aveira, the Ben Tzair Meirer, is Einenu Shemei B'Kol Avi B'Kol Imai. So there's an element of Mekalel, of cursing a parent, which we learned the Chiv for that is Skila. The Reim explains that when the Gemara says a Melastam is a Brius, it wasn't only about murdering people. Melastam is a Brius means all sorts of Averis, and included in all those Averis is presumably an Aver for which you would get Skila. The Gur Aryeh explains that if he would only indeed kill one person, so then the Gemara is understandable, the question is understandable, that such an individual is Chayiv Skila. But Melastam HaTzibriyus, he explains, means that he's going to kill many people. And he says a Chiddush, for killing one person, the Misa is Skila. For killing many people, the Misa is for killing one person, the Misa is Sayif. For killing many people, the Misa is Skila. Another Teretz that the Gur Aryeh explains, and we're going to be learning now the Sugya of Habala Hargacha Hashkim L'Chargoy. If somebody comes to kill you, you're allowed to kill somebody else. And therefore, when you're allowed to kill someone else for self-defense, we're going to learn you're allowed to kill him in any way possible. Melastam HaTzibriyus means that he'll end up with Skila because people will kill him in any way. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar says that a Ben Tzair HaMeirer who gets to such a low level could still do tshuva. But if he forgets his learning, then there's no hope for tshuva. He says, the Gemara says that HaMishkachich Talmudai, somebody who forgets his learning, in the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi has the same Yerushalmi as our Gemara, but it adds the words of Mishakech as Talmudai. Somebody who's Mishakech as Talmudai, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, has no hope. As long as somebody is connected to Torah, there's hope for him to come back. But as the Yerushalmi says, that after he's done everything that the Gemara here identifies that he may do, he also is Mishakech Talmudai. When he's unfortunately Mishakech Talmudai, there is no hope for this individual. The Torah, the Ran teaches us that even though we're learning now the Perek Ben Tzair HaMeirer, which as we just said, is teaching us the Chiv Skila, and that's how it came in here, as a continuation of the Chiv Skilas that we've been learning. And we're about to learn that if somebody is Ba Machteris, somebody comes into someone else's house surreptitiously, under certain circumstances, as we're going to learn, he could be killed. The halacha is that he, however, he's a Ritzeach, and the Misa of the Ritzeach, as we just learned, is Skila. Still, the concept of Abam Machteris is when somebody comes into a home to steal in that way, he knows he may end up killing someone or get killed. So it's the Chiv Abam Machteris is really very similar, explains the Ran, to the Ben Tzair HaMeirer. It's referencing that the halacha views what is likely to happen and considers that in its deliberation. Therefore, it's brought in this parak. The Gemara is going to teach us that why is Abama Machteris? If somebody comes into somebody's house to steal, sneaks in, he's Chayiv Misa. Because the Gemara is going to teach us that he's Chayiv, that he's a Roidev. The assumption is that that there's a chazaka, that the person, if he catches the thief who's entering his home, won't hold back in order to kill this person. And the Ganef knows that, and the Ganef is prepared to kill. The Rambam says that the halacha we're going to learn as well is that when the Torah teaches us the halacha of a roidef, that we're allowed to do what we have to do in self-defense, that he says there's no halacha, but the halacha always teaches us we should just do the least that we need to do to save ourselves. The Rambam says that this is very different. And the halacha by Abam Machteris is you could kill him and not try to avoid killing him if all you're trying to do is self-defense. There are other differences between a roidif and a baba machteris. Another difference is that the Rambam says that, on the other hand, if you have a person, as we're going to learn, who's a baba machteris, but we know he's not coming to kill, that we have he's not considered the same as a roidif, and we have no right, the rule of self-defense will not be applied. So as we just learned, says the Mishnah, a baba machteris, if somebody enters a home and needin Hashem Saifai, the halacha tells us we take in consideration that, as we just said, that we certainly know that he's here to kill, and therefore we could do whatever we have to do to eliminate him before he could do what he's going to do to us. Says the Mishnah, Hoy Baba Machteris, if this person coming into the house in this way, and as he came in, Shibas Chavis, he broke something in the house, Im Yesh Loi Damim. Damim here means blood. If it's a situation where we have a right to kill him, if we have a right, if this person still has blood, because it's a situation that we have no right to kill him, so then this ganef will be chayiv for what he did. However, if it's a situation eloi damim, he doesn't have any blood anymore. What does that mean? He doesn't have any blood because he's a dead man. Why is he a dead man? Because the Torah allowed him to be killed. Because, as we just said, so we apply here the rule that we've learned many times, and that is the halacha of kim leibed rabbanei. If somebody does something that comes with two punishments, we only give him the more severe punishment. So here, since this person is chayiv misa, and also he's chayiv mamon for the vessel, the keli that he broke in the victim's home, so there we say kim leibed rabbanei, and we only apply the more significant punishment. Says the Gemara, Omer Rava, my time of the Machteris. When we think about a Machteris, what is the explanation behind what we learned? Says the Gemara, as we've been discussing, there is a Chazaka, Shein Adam Ma'am and Atzma Ma'amayinai. If somebody enters somebody's home to steal, the victim is going to do whatever he needs to do to save himself. V'hai Meima Omer, and this Ganef thinks to himself, this thief that's breaking into somebody else's says, Iazelna, if I'm going to sneak into this house and try to steal, Koilapoi, the person who owns the house, the person, my victim, is going to do whatever he can in self-defense, Veloishavakli, and he won't let me do as I plan. Vikoilapoi, and therefore, if he will get up against me, I will do what I have to do, thinks the Ganef to himself. And that is, I'll kill him. Torah Amra, and the Torah teaches us, in Bala Hargucha, if somebody comes to kill you, Hashkim Lahargo, you're allowed to do what you need to do in self-defense. And the Miri explains, how do we know this? Because it says, the Pasuk says, Tzror Asamijonim, V'kisa Oysam, Kitzorahem Lachem, that the reason we are allowed to hate the Minyanim and do what we have to do with the Minyanim is because what they did for us, against us. And because they did what they did, we have a right to do the same. Omar Abba, so to which Rav comments, Habam Machteris, if somebody came into a house with Machteris, for Notel Kalim, and he took Kalim from there, V'yotzob, and he leaves, he was successful, and he stole from the house, Potter, the person, he doesn't have to return those kalim. My tama, what's the reason? The Gemara says here a new concept. Bedomim keninu. He became the owner of those kalim because, since he was chayiv misa, as we learned, for stealing, and therefore that's the way that, and we applied, as we learned, the concept of kim leibed rabbanei. That gave him ownership of those kalim. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav, to which Rav says, vis-a-vis what Rav just told us, Mistabim Milsa the Rav, though what Rav just told us makes sense, says the Gemara, B'sheshiber, in a case, the Lesnu, where he broke the Kalim. What's the Gemara telling us? That because he broke because he broke the kalim, that's why the halacha is, because he broke the kalim, that's why the kalim are no longer here, the lesnu, the kalim are no longer here. So now, what is the victim's request of the skanif? The victim's request of the skanif is to return, is that he owes me for the kalim. But as we learned, we've been applying the concept of Kimle B'Rabbanei. And what is the concept of Kimle B'Rabbanei tell us to say? That no, that he, that the, that he's not chai for the kalim. Aval, if he took the kalim, just took them, so he's holding the kalim that belonged to somebody else. And therefore, it's no different than a pikadon, that if somebody's holding that somebody else's kalim, he has to return them. However, says the Gemara, Velakim, Amar Rav, I could swear that Rav, when he said his halacha, said it even in the case Natal, where the ganef took the kalim. Dayeshloi Dabim, in the case where the ganef is not supposed to be killed, Venensu, what would be the halacha if the kalim, something happened to the kalim? Chayiv, the ganef would have to pay. And he wouldn't be able to say that, well, the kalim broke. Alma, what does this halacha teach us? That the kalim aren't just considered a bikadim. The way we look at the kalim is b'shusay kaimi, that they belong to the ganef. And therefore, since they belong to the ganef, the halacha is hachanami b'shusay kaimi, and therefore the halacha is that he's not responsible. V'loihi. It says Rava, in disagreement with Rav, that even though we're considering the kalim as belonging to, as by the ganef, and if they break, he will be responsible in the case where we have no right to kill him. It says the Gemara, Kiyo Kimna Rachmana Bereshusay, when did the Torah put those kalim as his? Linyan Oinsen, that he's chayiv if something happens by accident to those kalim. Aval Linyan Mikna, as far as ownership, Bereshusay Demari Kaimi, if the kalim are still extant, they belong to the owner. Midat have a shoil. No difference, says the Gemara, that when you lend something to somebody, the halacha is that you remain the owner, and the owner and the person that received it becomes responsible completely. Why does he become responsible completely? Says, explained the Rishonim, we learned in the Gemara, in Masechta Bava Metzi, because kol hanoah shelo, he's the one that has all the benefit here. In this case as well, he's the individual that has kol hanoah shelo. The reason he has all the benefit is because the kalim are completely his. They're completely yours. He's just using them. Says the Gemara, Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, Baba Machteres Veshiber, as a chavis, when he came into the house and he broke a chavis, yesh lo damim, in a case where we have no right to kill him, chayiv, then the ganef will be chayiv for those kalim. But in a case where ain lo damim, where we're allowed to kill him, so ain lo damim means that he has no blood, he's considered, the halacha views him as a dead person, potter doesn't have to pay for the kalim. So what do we see from our Mishnah? Only why in that case where we're allowed to kill him is he not responsible for the keli? The shiber, because tam the shiber, because he actually broke the keli. The chi ein lo damim, and since we're allowed to kill him, potter. Because we say, as we learned, kimle with rabbinay, hanato, doesn't our Mishnah mean to teach us that if the keli is still here, loy, the ganef can't keep it? Says the Gemara, loy. That's not the way to understand the Mishnah. The way to understand the Mishnah would be that in the case where we have a right to kill him, huadin nafilo notul nami, even in the case where he just took the keli and didn't break the keli, he doesn't have to give back the keli. So if that's the case, why does the Mishnah only speak about a case that he broke the keli? Vada tani shibes achavis, kamashmalon, the Mishnah is teaching us the chiyesh leidomim, that in a case where we're not allowed to kill him, even afgav the shiber, even though he broke the keli and the keli is no longer in existence, still the ganef is going to be chai for the keli. Says the Gemara, why not? Pshita, of course he'll be chai for the keli. Is he any different than any mazik? He's a mazik. He destroyed this victim's keli. And we know that halacha is that a mazik is chayiv for damages that he does. Answers the Gemara. Hakamashma, what we're learning here is that filu shleb kavana, even if he didn't intend to break the keli, he's still going to be held responsible. Ask the Gemara, but that also doesn't make any sense. My kamashmalon, that's not a chiddush, that adam mud l'olam, that a person is always responsible for any damages that he did. Says the Gemara, Tanina, we already learned, adam mud l'olam, the Mishnah Masechta Baba Kamma, Daf Chav Vav Manav teaches us, that adam mud l'olam, a person is always responsible for his actions, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'onus, bein b'rotzen. So now, says the Gemara, the Mishnah is kasha, the Mishnah is difficult to understand towards what Rav said. From the Mishnah, it seems that the Ganef, in a case where we're allowed to kill him, will only not be responsible for the Kalim where he broke them. But in a case where they still exist, the Ganef should have to give back the Kalim. And Rav said, not like that. But as Rashi teaches us, and as we mentioned many times in our Shiurim, there's a difference when the Gemara says the word Kasha versus when the Gemara says the word Tiyufta. A Kasha has a teretz. A Tiyufta doesn't have an answer. And the teretz that we want to, and the teretz that some Rishonim suggest, that the Mishnah used the case Shibur to be consistent both cases. Our Gemara just taught us the famous halacha of Adam Mu'ud L'Olam. And the Kedusha Tzion would say, why is an Adam Mu'ud L'Olam? Why is a person always responsible for what he does? Because what makes a person unique, the Kedusha Tzion would always explain, is that the person, the human being, has the ability to think about what he's doing. And not just do. Adam Mu'ud L'Olam, the reason a person is always responsible because a person should always be thinking about what are the repercussions of what I'm doing and not just say, well, I wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking is not an excuse that a person could use. So the Gemara asks, Master of Barabaya, that Rava said that if the Keli still exists, then the halacha is that you have to give back the keli. The Mishnah says, "Hakayin of kiss b'Shabbos." If somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, chayiv. The halacha is that he has to pay. He's chayiv misa for taking the keli, for taking the wallet out of the victim's home. He's also chayiv for the keli. Why? Why don't we say kimle b'drabnei? And the answer is sheharei neschayiv b'gneva. He's chayiv for returning the wallet as soon as he picked it up. Whereas the chayiv for the Shabbos is only when he took it out of the house. And the Gemara is teaching us that when do we apply the concept of kimle b'drabnei? We only apply the concept of kimle b'drabnei when the both punishments come at the same time. But if both punishments do not come at the same time, then we don't say kimle b'drabnei. So in this case, the chiyuv for the wallet came the moment the ganav picked it up, and the chiyuv for the keli came later. However, therefore teaches us the Mishnah there, ha'imagarav yotzi, if the ganav was pulling the keli out, so there the chiyuv for Shabbos and the chiyuv for the ganeva came at the same time, the moment it left the home of the victim. And Megarva Yatsa Potter. Because in this case, this is Geneva, this is Gila Boim Kechod. They both came at the same time, and we say Kimle B'drabnei. So what do we see? That even though the Keli is still here, the wallet is still presumably here, still the Ganef is not going to have to give it back. Exactly what Rav said. But says the Gemara, so how's Rav going to explain that Mishnah according to the way he understands? Says the Gemara, because that Mishnah is talking about the Shadina Benara. Rava has agreed that in a case where the Keli is no longer here, that the Ganef doesn't have to pay. That's where Rava agreed with Rav. His only place of disagreement with Rav is when the Keli no longer exists. So says the Gemara, it's speaking here about a case where the Keli no longer exists. There, Rava agrees to Rav that the halacha is that you don't have to pay for the keli. But says the Gemara, Rava ignav le dichrei b'machtarta. There were a number of sheep that were stolen by Rava by bum machtaris, a hedrin in lay, and the ganef wanted to return them, and this is very consistent with Rava's opinion. With that, v'loy kiblinu. The Rava refused to take him back. Amr, he said, hayav anafik mepumid deraf. Since, as we've been learning, Rav's opinion is that it doesn't make a difference if the kalim are or are not in existence. Rav's opinion is that you don't have to, the ganef doesn't have to give back the kalim. Out of respect to Rav's opinion, he didn't take back the kalim. So Taisa says that asks, the halacha is that even in a situation where a person doesn't have to return something, but lots of sudei shemayim, to do what's right, he should return it. So ask Taisus, why was Rava not willing to accept what these people wanted to give back? They wanted to do lefnim mishur zadin and give back even they weren't obligated to give back. So answers Taisus that if the ganef says that even if the halacha doesn't require me to give it back, I want to do the right thing and give it back, so then he could take it back. Here, they clearly indicated that the only reason that they're willing to take back, the only reason that they're giving the kalim back is if the halacha demands that they should give back the kalim. In such a case, Rava had to tell them, since my Rebbe Rav says that you don't have to give it back, I'm telling you don't have to give it back. The concept behind our entire shiur today is habal lahargacha hashkech lahargai. If somebody wants to do something wrong to you, you have a right to do it in self-defense. The Sfasemis explains that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perikei Mishnah Yutes, teaches us that the differences between the Talmidav Shal Avram Avinu and the Talmidav of Bilam HaRosha. Talmidav Avram Avinu are Ayin Toiva V'ruach Nemoicha Nefesh Shveila, and their reward is that Oichlam Ba'ilam Haza V'noichlam Lo'ilam Haba. Says the Sasemis, what is the Mishnah teaching us? How does a person get that he should be the recipient of all these, of everything? That is by doing these three things, Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemoicha, V'nefesh Shveila. And that is what we daven three times a day for, by davening these times and trying to incorporate, absorb these midas taivas. That's how we get the bracha. The Talmidim of Bilam are just the opposite. So he says, the pasuk says that by Bilam v'yashkim Bilam b'baiker, and the pasuk says by Avram Avinu v'yashkim Avram b'baiker. A person before the midas of a Bilam Arasha take over, you should take over those midas. The Malaya Omer asks a question that the pasuk says that as Yaakov Avinu was going to encounter Esav, the pasuk says v'yira ma'oid, v'yira Yaakov ma'oid v'yetzalai. Yaakov was very concerned, and Rashi says there he was concerned that he may end up killing Esav. But ask the Malaya Omer, based on what we're learning in this Gemara, Abala Hargucha Hashke Mahargoy. Yaakov Avinu was allowed to do what he had to do in self-defense. So why was Yaakov so perturbed? So he says that what caused that Esav should hate Yaakov Avinu? What caused that Esav should hate Yaakov Avinu is that Yaakov Avinu tricked him into selling the Bechayra. But the Halacha, he says, is that a Kohen Shaharagas HaNefesh, if a Kohen kills somebody, he's disqualified from the Kohuna. So Yaakov Avinu said, yes, I would have a right in self-defense to kill Esav. But then the whole situation that we got ourselves into will have been for nothing, because I won't be able to be the Bechor. Why was Yaakov so anxious to be the Bechor? Because in those days, the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash was done through the Bechor. And that was what Yaakov Avinu was so anxious for. But he says, if I'm going to kill him, I'm not going to be able to be a Bechor anyway. Why should I do it? The Majid Tzareba, in his Sefer Klolei Daraisa, says that we know that we say by every Siyam, Ana Mashkimim, we get up in the morning, V'hei Mashkimim. Anu mashkim l'dvar Torah, v'hem mashkim l'dvar Torah. He says that what does that mean? It reflects our Gemara that the habala hargacha, he says, is not to be understood only about somebody who's coming to physically harm us. Habala hargacha is somebody is the yetzahara. The yetzahara also wants to kill us. Habala hargacha, if the yetzahara comes to do something against us, hashkim lahargoy, we have to do whatever we can to battle that yetzahara. That's what we say. Anu mashkimim v'hem mashkimim. We get up and the Yetzirah gets up to do his job to prevent us from doing what's wrong, to prevent us from learning the Torah. And what we're doing is, Abola Hargacha, you know how you could beat the Yetzirah? Hashkim, you got to be even earlier and you take more effort to fight him. The Altaf of Slobodka says that a person may think that by murdering in self-defense, he's going to become a cruel person. He becomes a murderer. Tells us the halacha that the Gemara tells us the kol mishenas rachmim b'makom achzori. If somebody becomes and says, "I shouldn't do this," when the halacha allows him to do it, the halacha is l'soif nachas achzori. Then he will end up doing the wrong thing. What the Altaf and Kelim is saying is that when we learn this Gemara, v'abala hargacha. Hashkim Laharga, we think about this and we get concerned. Are we supposed to become murderers, Chas V'Shalom? So he says, one is never a murderer. One is never a murderer in a case where you're doing what the halacha tells you to do. Tana Abonim. So the Pasuk discussing the Bom Machteris, which we've been discussing in our shir, says, Im Machteris Yimotza Aganef, V'Hukov V'Meis, En Lo Yidomim, so ask the Gemara, what does it mean when the Pasuk uses the word that the sun shines on him? Does the sun only shine on this individual? Ella, the pshat in the Pasuk is, if it's clear to you that this person is, that this person is not living in peace with you, then the halach is you could do what you have to do in self-defense. Mimlav, but if it's not clear, al targeyu, then don't pick up a hand to hurt another Jew. Tanya idach, the pasuk says, "Mzarcha lav Hashem shtam aloi." And again, ask the brisa, "V'chei Hashem shalav b'vad zarcha, does the sun shine only on these people?" Ella, "Baruch Hashem sheyesh lo shalom imach." If it's clear to you that this ganef is not going to kill you, then al targeyu. You have no right to kill him. V'mlav, if not, you have a right to kill him. But ask the Gemara, kashas dama stama, we have a stira. From the first price, it says that if there's a question, if the ganef is looking to kill you, you have no right to kill him. The second price says that only in a case where you are certain that the ganef will not kill you, may you kill him. Otherwise, you may not. So how do we reconcile the two brises? Answers Gemara Lakasha. Kamba Av Alaben. In a case where it's the father who's coming to steal from the son, and as much as this father is obviously not a good person, he's coming to steal from his son, he's still not going to kill a son. Therefore, in that case, the victim, has no right to do anything in terms of killing his father using the excuse of self-defense. Can Ben Alav, a son doesn't have that same level of rachmanis on his father, and therefore the father has a right to do what he has to do because he can't be certain that the son won't kill him. Amarav, kol da'asa alai b'machtarta, any ganef that will try to come on me, be a bomb b'machtaris, ketilin alai, I will kill him. Because of what we're learning, I will consider it always a situation of habala hargacha hashkim laharga. Levar Rav Chanina Bashila. If there's going to be a case that Rav Chanina Bashila is going to try to sneak into my house to steal, I won't kill him. My tama ilay mishum tzadiku. If you're going to say the reason Rav's saying I won't kill him because he's a tzaddik, says the Gemara, how can we call him a tzaddik? Can we call a person that's entering somebody else's home b'machteres a tzaddik, ella b'shem dekemle b'gavei, I am certain about him, the merachem alai, that he loves me the same like karachem aval ben, and just like we learned now in the case that the halacha is that by aval ben, if a father's coming to steal from a son, the son never has a right to do anything to the father. This is the same by, this is as far as I'm concerned. He is the same as far as I'm concerned, said Rav. It says in Matan Rabbanon, the pasuk says, Im zarcha Hashem shav lov dam alai. Says the Gemara, in a case where we're not allowed to kill the Baba Machteris, as we've been discussing, where it's certain that this Baba Machteris is not coming to be that cruel with his victim, the halacha is that the victim may not kill him. Bein b'chol b'Shabbos. That's no difference during the week or during Shabbos. In the case of Eloi Domim, teaches us that when we are allowed to kill him, the halacha is bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. So points out the Gemara. Bishlama, when the Gemara said Eloi Domim b'chol b'Shabbos, itzrach. Sal k'dat chamina, midah v'ruge bezdin. We might have thought that the halacha here should be the same as somebody who's Huschayiv Misa, that we've learned in Amasach, the Shabbos, like Katlinen. The Shabbos, Bezdin doesn't kill anybody. Kashmash one, that's why the Brice has to teach us, the Pasuk is teaching us that the Katlinen, in a case of Pikuach Nefesh, in a case of self-defense, you're allowed to kill him. El Adam Loi, the case that we're not allowed to kill him, says the Gemara, what does that mean? What is meant when the Brice taught us, Bein B'chol B'Shabbos? Hash to B'chol, even though it's the weekday, you have no right, like Katlinale. You have no right to kill him. So certainly, b'Shabbos m'boyi, what would make us think that we have a right to kill him on Shabbos? It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, the Halach is teaching us, le'nitzucha elefakech esagal, that in the case where we have no right to kill him, and now this person fell under a rubble of stone, that the Halach is that if the Ganef did not come to kill, then we have to do whatever we can to save him. But if the Ganef came to steal and kill, then we were allowed to kill him. And then afterwards, l'fakech lov esagal, a whole rubble falls on him, the halachas were not allowed to kill him. So the Chalkus Yaakov asks a question. He has a sefer called Kavod HaKashyesa. Kavod HaKashyesa is a sefer that compiles questions that are great questions to elicit answers. So he asks in the Kavod HaKashyesa that the halacha is that what is the reason that one could kill a Baba Machteris? Because the Baba Machteris is a roidif. The halacha tells us that we're allowed to do whatever we need to do against the roidif. But once this Baba Machteris has the gal, has this rubble of stone fall on him, he's no longer a roidif. He's like any Jew. And the halacha is that we're allowed to do whatever we have to do to save a Jew. So why at this point are we not obligated to save him? Many terutzim have been given to this teretz. The Gemara, one teretz that the Mefarshim point out, somebody is a Bom Machteris, the halacha is that we're allowed to kill him. So the halacha we're going to learn it later in our Masechta, is that if somebody loses money and the person is not showing any respect to his money, then the halacha of Hashavas Aveda doesn't apply. This person who was a Bom Machteris showed that he has no respect for life. He doesn't view his life seriously. The proof being that he's ready to come into somebody's house in such a fashion. For such a person, there's no halacha that we have to do whatever we can to save his life. Another pshat is that the moment the ganef may be so connected to his act that the moment he save him, he'll right away turn around and try to kill us. And therefore, we have no obligation to save him. The others that explain that even though the halacha is that we're obligated to do whatever we can to save everybody, and the halacha applies even to people who aren't shomrei Torah mitzvahs, that halacha is only for somebody who's unfortunately not a shomrei Torah mitzvahs. But it doesn't apply to an individual who shows total disrespect for Torah mitzvahs. You have individuals who are not shomrei Torah mitzvahs, but they're not individuals who are to the degree bar machteris. If somebody is so terrible that he's an individual who's a bar machteris, for him, we don't have to show respect to his life. And the halacha is that if the rubble falls on him, we don't have to do what we have to do to try. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything to try to save him. It says in the bottom, the pasuk when it speaks about the machteris, and the machteris shema tzagana for hukah meis. For hukah, says the Gemara, the halach of hukah is b'chol adam, that anybody that's bar machteris, we have a right to kill him. Meis, and the Torah continues to say meis, to teach us b'chol misa shatu yochel amisoi, we have to do whatever we can in self-defense. So says the Mar Bishlam of hukah, b'chol adam, itzrich. Sa'atadat chamina, we would think, balabayis hu de kumlai, when we speak about a balabayis, that as we've been saying in our shir, that human nature is, a person can't control himself, and therefore it's understood that the person who's coming to steal knows that he may get killed by this victim, and therefore becomes a situation of fascist. Aval acher, but somebody else loy, kamashmalon, the roy de fu, we would think, if you are not the direct victim, you have no right to do anything. Kamashmalon, that's why the pasuk teaches us, the Bryce is teaching us, that this ganef is considered an individual who's a roidif. And the halach is that when we're allowed to kill a roidif, it's not just the nirdif, it's not just the person that the roidif is coming after that's allowed to kill him. I feel achanami, everyone may do so. B'meis, says the Gemara, the other word meis, that the Bryce said means to teach us. B'chom misashat yochel amisoi. You could do whatever you have to do. Lomeli, why do we need to have this meritzeach nafka? Why don't we learn this halacha from meritzeach? The Tanya, it says regarding meritzeach, but umos yumas hamaka meritzeachu. Ein leil b'misam murba. So we learned the pasuk. The Torah says the chiv misa meritzeach esayif. How do we know we can't kill him with saif? Do whatever you have to do. So we see already that you do whatever you have to do. Answers the Gemara Shani Hasam. Ritzich, it's different because the pasuk says Amakra Mois Yumas. And the fact that the Torah said this extra word, Mois Yumas, is an indication to teach us this halacha b'chol misa, but it's only in that case. But ask the Gemara, but we know that the way we learn in the Torah is that, the way we learn mitzvahs of the Torah is that halachas in the Torah, once the Torah tells us halacha in one place, we learn from there for Kala Torah Kula. So why don't we learn from there for Kala Torah Kula that we could do whatever we have to do? V'nigma minei, answers the Gemara, v'shem da'avalei ritzeich v'goyel adam shnei k'sum ha'boim ke'echad v'chal shnei k'sum ha'boim ke'echad e'm alamdem. We've learned that the concept, if that indeed is the way the Torah is taught, that if some Torah says something once, it serves as a lesson for Kala Torah Kula, it should have been enough that the Torah should say this halacha baritzeach, the b'chol misa shatayochel amisoi, do whatever you can do, and we'll learn from there to everywhere else. But the Torah says by a goyel adam as well that we could kill him in any way that we could kill him. So not shnei k'sumim. What did the Torah tell us twice? To tell us where it's taught, that's where the halacha is that way. Where it's not said, the halacha is not that way. However, ask the Rishonim, that we've learned that there's a machloikas, shnei k'suvim b'am kechreim b'landum, or shloshik suvim. So this is only shnei k'suvim, but there's an opinion that says you have to have shloshik suvim. So Tosfos answers that here in the Dachas is the third pasuk where the Torah says that we could do whatever we have to do, and therefore this is a case that everybody would be a melandum. Tana bottom. The pasuk says, im machteris yotza ganef, ein li ela b'machteris. So Machteris is where he dug a tunnel. Gaga chayetzer v'kafifoi, if he entered a different fashion, minayin, that the same halacha applies. Tamalaymer, yimatzah ganef mikom makom, it makes no difference how the ganef was found. Im kain, so ask the Gemara, so why did the Torah single out matamalaymer machteres? Neshiroiv ganavim, mitzui machteres, ganavim sneak into the house. Tanya idach, ebe machteres, enli elbe machteres, gage chatzer v'kafifoi, this minayin that the same halacha applies. Tamalaymer, yimatzah ganef mikom makom. Im kain, says the Gemara, ma tamalayim b'machteres. So why did the Torah tell us machteres? Says the Gemara, ha machtarat. We know that before we could kill somebody, we have to give them warning. The fact that this ganef is trying to enter through a machteres, zui esrasoi, that's the equivalent of asra, and therefore we don't have to do anything officially giving him asra. Amar Rav Huna, katan aroidef. If one katan is running after another katan to kill him, the halacha was nitin latzila b'nafshay. We could do what we have to do in that case also. Again, iksaver. Rav Huna obviously is of the opinion that a roidef ain't a tzarech asra. We have to do whatever we have to do, and therefore it's loishna gadol. It makes no difference if it's a gadol who's the roidef, if loishna katan, if it's a katan who's the roidef. Eser v'chizdel Rav Huna, the pasuk says regarding a mother. We speak here about a mother who's pregnant, and the child is causing her to be in physical distress. The halacha is yotzeroi shay. Once the child emerged, the head emerged from the mother's body, ain't noigin bay. We can't do anything, even though it's causing stress to the mother. We can't do anything to the child just because we want to save the mother. Amai. But ask the Gemara, the child is a roidef. Says the Gemara, so why shouldn't we allow to do anything to save the mother's life? Says the Gemara, Shani Hassam, there it's a whole different situation. The Shemayim Karat Filei. I mean, the Shemayim, it's not that this child is trying to harm the mother. The fact that the Shemayim made that this, it's Shemayim that this is happening, so that child is not called a roidef. Name him Messiah, says the Gemara. Somebody who sees this, Reisha Yisrael, who the person you're trying to kill is a Yisrael, or Ben Bresu, he's not a Mumer, but Taima Amra, and he tells this Roidev, didn't the Torah teach a Shafak Dama Adam Badam Dama Yishafak? Amra Torah, Hatzel Dama Shalzeh, you could save the Nirdev, Badama Shalzeh, by eliminating the Roidev. And there the halach is, we don't need all of the halachas of hasra, where the person should say, I don't care, as we've learned previously. He, says the Gemara, that b'raisa is Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, he, the Tanya of Yosef ben Yehuda, I'm a chaver, a tamid chacham, ain't tzarech hasra. So the fact that you don't have to have a proper hasra has no bearing on what we're learning. Tashma, another b'raisa. Roid of shayi, roid of ach chaver lahargoy. Vamaloi, Reishi, Srolhu, Uben Bresu, Vatara Meshevich Dama Adam Adam Yishafech, Imam Yedei and Ishu Kain. If the writer says, I know all of this, then the Loch is Potter, because he's Potter. However, Amnaskein Oysa Chayiv. So the Gemara is understanding that the heter to kill him, or not the heter to kill him, is only if there was a proper Asra. Says the Gemara Loi. So that Bryce is speaking about a case, the Koi betray Avri the Nahara, that the Roidif and the person who is giving Masra on two different sides of the river, the Loimotza at Sula. So there, the person who sees what's happening can't do anything anyway. Maika, what is going to happen? He can't do anything to stop what's happening, but he will be able to be an aid to what happened. The Baal Asuil Beidina, he'll be able to be an aid when this Roidev is brought to Bezdin. When he comes to Bezdin, Beidina by Yisra. Ibai Yisra Ma'amlach Rav Huna, Anada Amri, Ketana the Macheres, the Machtartoy, as we learned a moment ago, Rav Huna says that Asra is not required, because Machtartoy Zuh Asra. So our Gemara just taught us the halacha, that if a child is born and it's causing stress to its mother, during the childbirth, we're not allowed to eliminate the child. because the baby, is, if its head emerged, because at that point the baby is considered a full-fledged living person, and one person may not be killed just to save another person. The Panama Iris says, what's going to be halacha in a case where a baby wasn't born? In such a case where a baby wasn't born yet, so there the halacha say is that you're allowed to kill the baby. And the Panama Iris says that you may even be allowed to kill the baby in order to save the mother. The unborn baby, it says, is not the same as the born baby. That, and therefore, the halacha is that, but still, even though the unborn baby is not considered like a living person, the halacha is that says the Rambam, we're not allowed to kill an unborn baby. We're only not allowed to kill the unborn baby when it's causing danger to its mother's life. But in a case where it's not causing danger to its mother's life, we may not kill it. And Ramosh, in fact, says that doing an abortion when it's not, when this fetus is not causing danger, is an act of murder. The Beis Shlomo says that it can't be considered an act of murder. Because says the Beis Shlomo, there's always going to be consideration that it might be a suffix sakana. It may be that the mother is in danger because of the baby. And in a case of suffix, we can't kill somebody. So our Gemara has taught us the very important halacha, alfish ein doichen nefesh b'pnei nefesh. And this opens up many very complicated questions. Why does the halacha, if you have a group of Jews, and they say, if you turn over one Jew, we'll spare the other Jews. If not, we'll kill them all. So in that case, the halacha is quite clear. We're not allowed to give over the life of one person just to save, just at the expense of other people, which is very much our Gemara. But if it's a case where it's this person is going to get killed anyway, or it's a case of atzolus nefoshes, that the person, for example, there are a number of examples. One example is that a person is standing in the way of a bullet. And if he puts his head down, the other person behind him is going to be the victim of the bullet. The halacha says you're allowed to put your head down. Or if we see that there's a pilot who's driving a plane, and if he's not doing it properly, and he's going to hit victims, and are we allowed to shoot at that plane, kill the pilot to save the victims? So what we're doing here is an act of atzolus nefoshes. The Chaznish wants to consider that when you're doing an act of atzolus nefoshes, that's not what our Gemara says, though ein doichen nefesh b'pnei nefesh.